You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my knight in shining armor. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was so excited for my family to meet my life partner. He and I have been together for almost 2 years, and we decided to go visit my mom so he could meet her and my two uncles that helped raise me. I'm 48, and my life partner is in his early 60s. Everything about him is old school, even his sideburns. He's from South Georgia, and it shows in how he dresses and how he talks. He wears old school jumpsuits like my daddy wore when I was a kid. And he also wears hard-bottom dress shoes with them. His clothes make him look much older. I was worried about what he would pack for the trip to see my mom, and I got even more worried when he told me that all he packed were slacks and a few sleeveless t-shirts. So we got to Florida, and we checked into our room and got ready for dinner with my mom and my uncles. My guy put on one of his favorite shiny suits that he wore back on Easter. He saw me looking at him funny, and he said he wanted to show my uncles how fly Georgia boys dress. I knew then that it was going to be a long night because my uncles were going to tear him up. My uncles immediately asked how old he is as they laughed out loud when he started talking. They called him my knight in shining armor because of his shiny suit, and he had no idea they were laughing at him. That was a stressful night for me, but my life partner handled it well. Here's my issue. As we move forward in our relationship, I do want to update his style just a little. How do I get my knight in shining armor to dress better? So basically what you're saying is he's a good man, you like him, but he's a bad dresser. You say he's your life partner. You called him that several times in the letter, and you've already been dating him almost 2 years. So he must be doing something right. He must be treating you well, loving you real good, something. So it doesn't sound like he's going anywhere anytime soon. Life partner means husband to you, it sounds like, which is different and a lot more permanent. And that's why you took him to finally meet your family. So he passed that test, even though your folks were laughing at him. But as far as his old school jumpsuit, shiny suit dressing, You got to just tell him. I mean, you got to tell him. They said he looked older. If he's cool with that, you could just, you know, give him a little pointers. You can show him some pictures of some men's fashions that you like, things that you would love to see him in, some nice suits, some shoes, casual wear. Show him a picture of Steve Harvey. I mean, why not? He's all over social media with his dressing. I mean, they call him Blue Cheese. He's kind of in the same age group as your life partner. There are plenty of posts on social media of older men dressing and looking good. Just sit him down and tell him you would love to see him in some of these outfits, okay? You can work that if this is a good man. He'll understand. Tell him this is how you would like to see him dress from now on. It'll make him look a little younger, all of that. He might get into that. Steve, you changed.
This is an easy letter. Yeah, I've changed over the years. I mean, people watch
the way you dress.
Mm-hmm. My change. You know, look, well, it started on Showtime at the Apollo. Mm-hmm. That's when I first started wearing what was called a custom suit. Mm-hmm. When I met Barbara Bates in Chicago.
Shout out to Barbara
Bates. Barbara Bates was just the dopest designer for our culture in urban menswear that I had ever seen, man. I mean, she crossed patterns. I never even knew you could do that. She put a Glen plaid with a houndstooth. Oh, she was doing some dope stuff. Now, man, you know, and I started wearing them suits. Those suits graduated to the Kings of Comedy tour. And that Kings of Comedy tour, I wore that style for a long, long time. Big pants, 29 inches at the knee. My knee was bigger than most people's waist. So wow. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that I was dressing older. I was dressing urban. People don't understand that. I represented the Midwest. I was Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Philly. You know, even though Philly ain't in the Midwest, the way the brothers dressed at Boyd's up in Philly and all them shops up through there and Walters in Detroit and, Jackson in Detroit and City Slickers and Broadway, you know, the Albert's in Cleveland and Evergreen. I was just that. So we don't even really have a problem in this letter. This letter, it's nothing wrong. You got a good man. He's faithful. He's older than you, but he looked like it. Well, you 48, he in his early 60s. He is older than you. But now this jumpsuit with these dress shoes, where is he finding these jumpsuits at? Where in Southern Georgia? He got, now let's go over to, you got Albany, you got Valdosta, you got Brunswick. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the major cities out. And you know, you could throw Macon in there, Savannah.
South Georgia.
So he's somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Where is he finding these jumpsuits at?
He still got them.
That's
from
the
when
problem.
He was
young. And he got sideburns. I'm going to tell you how you can help your man, which is really an easy fix. This is real easy. I'm your knight in shining armor.
All right, hang on, Steve.
And
we'll
I love you.
You just broke into song. We'll have part two of your response
Kenny
coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my knight in shining armor. We'll get back into it right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is my knight in shining armor.
Well, this lady's got this older gentleman that's been a life partner for 2 years. She's 48. He's in his early 60s. Everything about him is old school, even his sideburns. He's from South Georgia, and it shows in how he dresses and how he talks. A good old country boy. Might be, according to the internet, he could be a country bumpkin. We don't know. There's some people out there, some haters, who will determine that for you. So just hang it up. So far, sound like a good dude. He wear old school jumpsuits like my daddy wore when I was a kid. And he got hard, and he wear hard bottom dress shoes with him. I hate when I see older men in a suit with sneakers on. I just don't. That don't equate to me. Now, you can do it. But just because you can do something don't mean you should do something. Skinny jeans was a thing for a while. Anybody can buy skinny jeans. Everybody don't need to own a pair. So it just stands to reason. Now, your guy is a nice guy. So you're going down to Florida to meet your mama and your two uncles that raised you. You was a little concerned about what he was going to wear because he told you he packed with slacks and a few sleeveless T-shirts. So y'all got to Florida, you checked into your room, and you got ready to go to dinner with your mom and your uncles. Your guy put on his favorite shiny suit, my man come through, that he wore back on Easter. He saw me looking at him funny, and he said he wanted to show my uncles how fly these Georgia boys dress. Now, I don't know where he got that suit from. I'm the host of Family Feud, so I have discovered of late that a lot of people buy clothes on Amazon. Dress clothes. Now, I done bought some fishing pants and camouflage pants off there, but I didn't know you actually shop. But your husband, your man, put on this shiny suit. He probably got that from Amazon. One he got for Easter. You can get the whole suit for $49. So now, he told you that he wanted him to see how them Georgia boys dress. I knew that it was going to be a long night because my uncles was going to tear him up. My uncles immediately asked how old he is as they laughed out loud when he started talking. They called him my knight in shining armor because of his shiny suit. He had no idea they was laughing at him. That was a stressful night for me, but my life partner handled it well. That means you got a good man. Here's my issue. As we move forward in our relationship, I do want to update his style just a little. How do I get my knight in shining armor to dress better? Simple. Take him shopping. That's all you got to do. Take him shopping and say, baby, that's what I like. Oh, my God. You look handsome. Every man wants his woman to think he's handsome, even if he ain't. Even if he ain't. Just tell
what
him.
That mean? What that
mean? I knew it.
What did you say?
I knew
what
it.
Did you say?
If you throw a rock
thank you.
In a pack of dogs,
yes,
the
yes.
one that holler is the one you hit. That's some Georgia boy stuff right there. And just take him shopping and just try on some stuff. Go to the magazine and, oh, baby, look at this right here. You ought to get that. Exactly. I bet you would look good in that. And do it real motivational. Don't tear down what he got. Just talk about what he would look like in the new. Now, when the new come, you start replacing stuff. Prime example. Marjorie told me one time, she said, baby, some of your suits, you can't do this no more. Because when I got on Family Feud, the first year, I wore my same suits. Mm-hmm. And she said, Steve, you in Middle America now, you can't do that. And then when I got to talk show, she said, you sure can't do that. You got to look like you should have a talk show. So I started changing back in 2008. And now, we got married a little bit before that. So she started to change immediately. And I asked Marjorie one time, I said, baby, when you met me, I was wearing these suits. She said, I know, but I was going to change. So I just had to take my time.
I married you anyway.
She said, I was going to change. I married you anyway because you're a good man. I said, well, baby, what's wrong with my suit? She said, I'm tired of being married to a pimp. You got to get rid of these hats. You got to get rid of these big suits. All this here. What you need, man?
So she just basically stripped you down and did like a build-a-bear. Just built it the way she wanted it. Got you hot looking like she wanted.
Exactly. You know, same way Jackie did you.
Sounds like he had a problem with it, though.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, ain't like I ain't see it happen to you.
Right. All right.
Go to, right, you know, all that little cheap stuff you used to wear. Jackie came in there and went,
you going to Gucci.
Come on, we're going to Gucci. We're going to OV. Tommy didn't have none of that stuff before.
Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and
Tommy
Facebook.
Tommy had on some shoes one time from Eagle Brand. They
Strawberry
made
Letter
this milk.
Podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.